Good morning, friends. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon thread for June 28th. QAnon posts can still be found at QAnon.pub. My theme for this series is We Stand at the Ready. I'm going to jump right into this thread here. This was posted on the 26th, so 2 days ago. QAnon posted a tweet about the emergency response to a JetBlue incident at JFK Airport, and basically police from multiple agencies stormed a JetBlue airplane as it was on the tarmac after the pilot supposedly accidentally set off, sent a signal to the tower saying that his flight had been hijacked. Now, how you would do that accidentally, I don't know, but that was the story. So another Anon said, hey, same plane that was in Q's picture, JetBlue Airbus A21, probably not related though. Q then posted, coincidence. Review the image and location. Nothing provided is random. SFO, San Francisco Airport to JFK, A321, that's Airbus 321, direct Q. So again, this is the just an article. There's a lot of articles about that particular incident. And Q then later reposted a photo of the JetBlue airplane that he originally posted on May 2nd. It was this one. There was actually another one. So what do we make of that? It's interesting. Q posts two photos of JetBlue aircraft in the San Francisco area back in May, and then in June we have an incident with a JetBlue aircraft that is, you know, supposedly the pilot sent an accidental message that his airline was being hijacked. So what that means exactly, I'm not sure. Q then also reposted this picture. Some of you might remember this. It's basically, it's an aircraft, and the interesting thing in the file name is it's USSS underscore protection secret service, and there's two people in the seat of what looks like an SUV or a car. One is looking at a phone. So Q just said, thank you USSS on that, reposted that picture. I don't know what the relevance of that is. I'm assuming we're going to find out in the future. One of the Anons said this, how the heck, I swear Q can time travel. And another Anon speculated that maybe it was a thwarted false flag attempt because the plane did lose communications for a while. And this is the next Q post. Signal sent, attempt was still made, averted. So in that part, I think Q is confirming that there was some kind of an event that some bad actors tried, and whatever, whether it was a false flag, was averted. So then Q goes on, do you believe it's a coincidence that extreme rhetoric is being pushed while at the same time Rod Rosenstein, RR, is on the brink of collapse? Define. Now, as I'm recording this, Rod Rosenstein is in a hearing right now, being questioned along with Chris Wray by Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and some others from the House. There was also just a vote on the floor of the House to demand that Rosenstein give the documents to Congress that they've been asking for. And they're threatening to maybe possibly impeach him, but we'll see where that goes. So Q goes on, Rod Rosenstein must either comply with all document demands or face impeachment, two-way failure. If he complies with Congress's request, he fails, self-implication, known conflict. If he fails to comply, he gets impeached or removed. Why is there no DOJ text disclosed to the public? That's a good question, because we've got FBI texts, but no text between anyone and the DOJ. RR to LL, so that would be Rod Rosenstein to Loretta Lynch. LL to H, I'm guessing, would be Hillary. X to X, JC to LL, Jim Comey to Loretta Lynch. 247X, relevant. Loretta Lynch, LL, is key to connecting to the White House. Then we have a stringer there of HRC, BC, JB, JC, SP, and EH. So we've got Hillary, Bill Clinton, JB would probably be John Brennan, I'm guessing. JC, James Comey, SP, Samantha Power, and EH, Eric Holder, probably. Where are the JC, James Comey, and AM, Andy McCabe, text messages? Those would be interesting to see. Gmail messages, burner phone messages, call polls, and everything else that they've been using to communicate. Over to the right side, Q says, coming soon to a theater near you. So I'm guessing we're going to eventually have those texts and emails disclosed. PS and LP, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, texts are only scratching the surface. Threats of an assassination. Q has alluded to that many times. Actually, the first time was in January, I think, that there are text messages where they discuss possibly assassinating Trump or harming his family. They are preparing for this by activating progressive activists. Red line. Once the documents are supplied and viewed by the Senate and congressional leaders and the public, they lose. Setup, scam, FISA, abuse of executive powers, illegal spying, frame Trump, insert assets. Those are the people who were planted inside the Trump campaign. Prevent at all costs. I'm guessing that's prevent Trump from succeeding at all costs. Traitors all. They know we know, but until the public knows it is contained, the people have the power. Mainstream media will portray progressive activists as a large part of the population, but this is false. No possibility of compromise. Do not underestimate our resolve. We stand at the ready, Q. All right, let me zoom out so we can go to the next one. So one of the Anons asked about the misspelling of the word fails. Q said it was an error. It's been a long night. Another Anon asked, what about Seth Rich and Julian Assange? Q had suggested that we'd be hearing more about them in June. Wants to know if there's any news. Q responded, J.A. Julian Assange in the news. Think J.C. James Comey. Server unlocks. SR Seth Rich. MS-13 to 187 nearby. Phones unlock. Command and control. ETA estimated. It has begun. Q. Let me just give a real quick decode on this. So JA is Julian Assange. SR is Seth Rich. JC is James Comey. MS-13 is MS-13. 187 is the California Penal Code for murder. Whenever Q uses 187, it's a reference to homicide. So Q is asking, is there a recent news article about Julian Assange and James Comey? Yes, there is. I'll get to that in just a second. When the server at the DNC comes under scrutiny in the Trump lawsuit that is coming, when the DNC has sued the Trump campaign, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, Russia, and a lot of other people, that's probably going to be going to trial in July. When that goes to trial, they'll have to look at the evidence of the server. And when they do, that is going to show that it wasn't, the emails were not hacked by Russia, that they were delivered by Seth Rich. So then we have open discussion of Seth Rich and his role in this court case. And we'll likely, I don't know if we'll ever find out about the fact that there was two MS-13 members who killed him. It'd be interesting to know if the FBI or DOJ has any evidence on that. Phones unlock command and control. So I'm guessing there were phones that had messages on them. And when they unlock those phones and get the data off of them, it'll show who was in command and who was controlling the operation. So maybe we will get some information. When Q says June, that is an ETA estimated time of arrival. So don't hold Q to exact dates. Q is just saying it's begun. Chill. Here is the article that I think Q is referring to. It's from The Hill. And this is a long but very interesting article about how the DOJ tried to cut a deal with Julian Assange to get him to redact part of the CIA documents that he was about to release in Vault 7. And it was a deal that was killed by James Comey, who wanted nothing to do with any of this. I suspect that Comey nixed the deal because he didn't want any information about the DNC or the server coming up in any conversation. So Comey was tasked with covering up the crimes of the Obama administration and the DNC by not inspecting the DNC server. I think he hoped to prevent the truth from coming out about the release of the emails by Seth Rich and then his subsequent murder. And I think we're going to be finding out about that soon enough. In a colossal blunder, the DNC sued the Trump campaign, WikiLeaks, Assange, Russia, and other defendants. When that lawsuit goes to trial, and Q is suggesting it'll go to trial in July, the public is going to learn what really happened with the server and Seth Rich. The deep state's pawn, Mark Sparkman, career CIA guy, wrote an article about the likely bad outcome of the DNC's lawsuit. This is also on The Hill. You can just search for this. DNC lawsuit is just what the Russians wanted. You can read that if you're interested. This was written, I think, first week of June, or maybe the second week of June. Speaking of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, Q posted a link to a WikiLeaks tweet. Desperate agencies do stupid things. Dead cat bounce. We've heard that before. You may have the site, but we have the source. And here's the link to the WikiLeaks status. Panic is good. Panic is right. July 2018, the month the world discovered the truth. Conspiracy no more. Time to feed Q. All right. We've heard about Dead Cat Bounce. We're going to learn about that again. This is the tweet from WikiLeaks. They tweeted out an article from Mint Press News. And it's another hit piece on Q. Not surprising. So this article basically asks the rhetorical question why the pro-Trump conspiracy monger Q is calling for regime change in Iran. So the implication here from WikiLeaks is that Q is embracing regime change and neoconservatism, the kind of thing that we had during the Bushes. While neoconservatives have supported regime change by using the military in the past, Q has never supported that concept. Q has been telling us for a long time that we need to get our troops, and we are going to get our troops, out of the Middle East, out of Afghanistan, and out of places where we don't need them. Q and the president are not supporting neoconservative regime change. They're supporting grassroots regime change by Iranian citizens who are tired of being oppressed. And that is the only kind of regime change that Q has been supporting. All right. Q wrote, desperate agencies do stupid things. Dead cat bounce. So WikiLeaks, it looks like other sources of information on the deep state, they look like they're a little bit concerned, maybe jealous, about all the attention that Q is getting. You know, when agencies like WikiLeaks and InfoWars that report on the deep state lose relevance, they lose traction on social media, it's tempting to lash out at opponents like Q, who are gaining a following. What they're trying to do is they're trying to regain relevance and create an uptrend. The term dead cat bounce, it's an investing term. It is a momentary small uptrend in a long downtrend. All right, and Q is alluding to the fact that a lot of these agencies are kind of in a downtrend, and they're trying to do things to break out of that downtrend. Q made an interesting observation about WikiLeaks. You may have the site, but we have the source. The site is WikiLeaks, but the source is a person. And I assume the person is Assange. And my question is, does the Q team have Assange in a safe place? What did he mean by you have the site and we have the source? I don't know. It's an interesting question. July 2018, the month the world discovered the truth. Conspiracy no more. I think July is going to be a very interesting month in more ways than one. Speaking of conspiracies, Q posted a link to another hit piece by the Daily Beast about Kurt Schilling's recent interest in Q. Kurt Schilling actually followed me on Twitter last night, and we're messaging each other this morning. I just basically told him, hey, if you have any questions about Q, hit me up. I've got some videos that I'm putting up. I will be putting up more beginner level videos on my YouTube channel here as I get time to get them recorded and uploaded. I anticipate in the next 2 or 3 days, I'll be uploading a lot more videos. This article by the Daily Beast, it's just a hit piece, basically accusing Schilling of being a conspiracy theorist and a fool for following Q. And Q asks the question, why are we a threat to them? And that is a very good question. All right, Q posted 3 more pictures. This is an aircraft, and it is it's always good to look at the file names of these pictures because they'll sometimes give you information. This one is Known 1, and there's no information given with that picture. This picture is Known 2, and that's it, no text. And this one is Known 3. I assume that when Q posts these pictures, I've just learned this from past practice, these pictures are for the future. When the Anons get some information and they do some research, we will eventually figure out the relevance of these pictures. But for now, they're just for us to sit there and think about and do some research on. When the Anons said, hey, Q, how about some clues? So Q said this, access to the cockpit, frame of shot, expand your thinking, Q. Now, somebody sent me a message on Twitter this morning, said they believe that these pictures are from the point of view of the, I don't know if it's the right or the left-hand seat in the cockpit of an airplane. I don't know how you would determine that. Maybe you can. But we have people who will be digging into this, and they'll figure out what these pictures are all about. Q posted this, chatter, trains, buses, be vigilant, Q. Normally, when Q posts something like this, it's just a warning that there are people in the deep state that are talking about potential false flag events. So just, you know, Q is giving us a heads up to be vigilant. Q posted this. It's a status from Reddit, Great Awakening. And for those of you who are looking for a good place to go to find Q research, Reddit Great Awakening is actually really good. A lot of good investigators and researchers that are posting on Reddit. It's pretty easy to navigate. I'm on there, and I post most of my videos on there. This is actually kind of cool. Let me show you the picture. Someone who is at the rally, I think this is at South Carolina, posted this picture. They said, POTUS signed my hat last night. He saw the where we go one, we go all, gave me a smirk, a fist pump, and it said thank you. And you got the signature on the bill there. You can see where we go one, we go all here. So Q said, fist pumps regarding POTUS and Q encounter. Keep up the good fight, Patriot. This will be a very common theme, known only to you. Feel proud, winning. Where we go one, we go all. And Anon posted a tweet from Don Trump Jr., who made the observation, congrats to the Democrats, who after last night are now officially the party of impeachment, open borders, abolishing ICE, banning the Second Amendment, and unbridled socialism. The Democrat Party of JFK is dead. Rest in peace. The Anon said, this tweet struck me as odd, almost as if it were a marker. Q responded. And let me zoom in so you can see this a little better. Q said, if you continue, and this is a message to the enemies of the president, if you continue to proceed down this dangerous path, only know that we are prepared. You should know this based on earlier drops regarding the Saudi Arabia National Guard military assets active on U.S. soil. The game is over when the public knows. The fight to keep the lights off is all that matters to you. They want to keep people in the dark. You will fail. The American people are awake. You lost control. Sheep, no more. You underestimated their resolve and their ability to freethink away the pipeline narrative. We will declassify. We will shine the light. There is nowhere to hide. No amount of money, influence, or power can stop this. Our rights to secure and protect at all costs then become justified. We stand at the ready. Red wave, white squall. In God we trust. Q. I don't think I need to interpret that. Seems pretty clear. Q said, you should know this based on earlier drops regarding Saudi Arabia National Guard military. This is one of Q's earlier drops from October 31st. And this is when Q did not have a trip code, and Q was posting on 4chan. Anytime you see these green posts that I put up, just realize this Q started on 4chan, was there for a few months, and then moved over to 8chan. And then we got the purple and rose colored responses. So Q wrote, "Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities in the U.S.?" This was about around the time when various groups like Antifa were threatening to violently overthrow the president. They were going to do that on November 4th of 2017. Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop ever to be provided on the poll, which is the sub thread on 4chan. Politically incorrect. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. Okay, and Anon, and I'm not going to read all of this. Anon responded to Q and figured out what actually happened. During the 50s and 60s, during the civil unrest, they nationalized the National Guard. And actually, they used the military to infiltrate a lot of these groups. Trump has the military infiltrate Antifa and all the dissenting local governments, always 5 steps ahead. Please be true. Well, it is true because Q posted it. So these groups that think they're going to, cause protests and riots, they're not going to do anything. They've been infiltrated by the military, and they're reporting back to the president and the generals everything that's going on. So there's little for us to worry about as far as civil war or unrest, I think. Even though Maxine Waters and people like that are stirring up, threats of violence, I don't think we need to be too concerned about it. Okay, Q posted this. If you are smart, but we know you're not, you're stupid. You know what just occurred at the meeting in Russia. This was the meeting between John Bolton and Putin to set up the summit. Attempts to frame Russia and POTUS optics are failing and will soon be exposed. The objective was to keep Trump away from Putin, and it failed. Bolton and Putin together should scare you. Enemies are allies. Actually, Trump said almost that exact same thing at the rally last night. Evil has no place here. America is no longer for sale. The age of taxing our citizens across the world while entry to our markets is free is over. The world will unite in this cause, good versus evil, G versus E, R versus W, right versus wrong. Forced immigration pushers will be exposed. The why. Read the Bible. God wins. Q. All right. This is just a video of John Bolton meeting with Putin, and they're setting up a summit, and I believe it's going to be in Helsinki. Hang on, I gotta click this and get the rest of my tweets out here. And Q is right. Bolton and Putin working together should scare the deep state, because John Bolton has been considered a neocon and a war hawk from the Bush era. And if he is working together with Putin to set up a peace agreement, that is significant. No one would have expected that to happen. So Q posted this, and let me zoom in so you can read it. We stand with the good people of Iran who are currently battling their installed regime for freedom. True rule, the people have the power. Rise up and demand they be removed. At some point, military generals will act with the will of the people, simply because their soldiers are those same people and have no choice. We stand with you. We are monitoring the situation closely. Stay safe. God bless. Q. All right. And the situation in Iran, I think, is very much on the minds of Trump and Putin. Q has been telling us for months that after Trump did his thing with Kim and North Korea, Iran was next. I don't think it's a coincidence that there is civil unrest in Iran, and Trump and Putin are getting ready to meet, because ultimately, Iran is sort of a puppet regime for Russia. And Putin is going to have a lot of influence in making that deal. So things we get to look forward to. This is the next post by Q, and this is from yesterday's hearing where Peter Strzok testified in front of the, I think it was House Judiciary. P.S. just means Peter Strzok. He said, texts are taken out of context. While emotional over the election, I conducted myself with the utmost integrity, without bias, while undertaking any such investigation, especially a high-profile case like the POTUS. Strzok then said, in hindsight, it was a bad idea to openly discuss my feelings, but in no way did those feelings impact my ability to conduct a fair and proper investigation. We followed where the facts took us. Strzok then said, I declined to answer the question on advice from counsel. Then someone was asked him, when you state where the facts led us, what facts are you referring to? To date, there's been zero evidence of any such collusion or connections between the Trump campaign and Russia. In fact, the only facts discovered thus far have been between the Clinton camp and Russia and other foreign groups. Strzok then goes on to say on the right side, on advice of counsel, I decline to answer that question. And then, because of the ongoing investigation, such answers may violate the security of such investigations. And then there's a last quote from someone, Mr. Strzok, I believe nobody here is buying what you're selling. I believe there is and was a serious effort on the part of people more senior than you to remove Trump from office out of fear of what this administration may uncover. I believe you are being dishonest in your answers and frankly shocked you agreed to come here today. I believe everyone on this panel, minus those from the other side of the aisle, knew exactly what your answers would be, and if you think we're going to sit here and accept those answers, you would be foolish. We are also following the facts, and once we uncover more, which we will act accordingly. I'm glad you retained counsel. You'll need one, and hopefully they are very good. And then Q signs off. So the interesting thing about all this is this was a closed-door session of this House Judiciary Committee. No one is allowed in there except members of Congress, a few staffers, and the witnesses who are testifying. How did Q get quotes from this hearing at 10:31 in the morning? Q posted this. And there was no press reports coming out of this at all until late in the afternoon. That is a very interesting question. So the president weighed in on this whole fiasco. The hearing of Peter Strzok and other hating frauds at the FBI and DOJ should be shown to the public on live television, not a closed-door hearing that nobody will see. We should expose these people for what they are, and there should be total transparency. All right. This is a link to a Fox News article about the hearing. And then we had this bombshell yesterday. It's just a letter from Justice Anthony Kennedy announcing to the president that he is resigning from the Supreme Court. And then Q posted this, his choice. Remember, Kennedy was the swing vote, no more. Locked and loaded, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, next Q. Interesting thing about Kennedy, ever since Neil Gorsuch came on the court, in the last 18 cases that the Supreme Court decided by 5-4 votes, where they parted along ideological lines, Kennedy actually voted with conservatives on every single issue. All right, Q had to troll us one more time about Trey Gowdy. He posted this, I will not be filing for re-election to Congress nor seeking any other political or elected office. Instead, I'll be returning to the justice system, Gowdy said in a statement. And then Q asks, should we add him to the list? What list? The good guys list? The bad guys list? My assessment is that Gowdy is a white hat. He is a good guy. And he has a role in, of some assignment coming up that we don't yet know about. The quote that Q posted is from this article back in January when Gowdy announced that he would not be running for re-election. All right, after I had recorded this video, I got a message from our friend James R., Real Person Politics, and he said, oh my gosh, I think Trey Gowdy might be on the Supreme Court list. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because a lot of people have been talking about Trey possibly being a consideration for the Supreme Court. I never really thought of Trey as the kind of person who would be a judge. I don't know that he's ever worked as a judge. I don't know that he's ever clerked for a judge. He's always kind of been worked as a prosecutor. But when Q says, should we add him to the list, a bunch of Anons were asking if they could get an updated list of Supreme Court nominee possibilities from Q. So now I'm wondering if Q is saying, should we add Gowdy to the list for Supreme Court? That is an interesting possibility. Okay, we've got a long one here from Q. Let me shrink it down so you can see it. Are you awake? Mainstream media equals propaganda tool of the Democrat Party. POTUS on the economy, not good enough, impeach. POTUS job creating on his record, not good enough, impeach. POTUS GDP, not good enough, impeach. Fair trade, protect America, not good enough, impeach. Manufacturing, impeach. Record low unemployment, impeach. Tax reform, take more money home, impeach. Save the world from North Korea, not good enough, impeach. Stock market gains, impeach. Undo harmful regulations, impeach. Boost U.S. energy dominance, impeach. Protect U.S. homeland, impeach. Combating opioids, nope, not good enough, impeach. Accountability, audit Pentagon, special counsel, and reorganize executive branch, not good enough, impeach. Protecting life, not good enough, impeach. Helping veterans, peace through strength, restore confidence and respect in the U.S., nope, not good enough, impeach. All while under constant attack. Do you not believe the truth is spreading? Do you not believe they are losing their slave grip hold? Do you not believe that we are winning? Link to a Breitbart article. I'll show you that in a second. Q then said, silent majority, no more. Fight, fight, fight. Where we go one, we go all. What a wonderful day, Q. All right. And here is the Breitbart article. It's pretty interesting. Basically says that a recent poll showed that 72% of Americans believe the mainstream media intentionally reports fake news. I think it's around 93% of Republicans, about 85% of independents, and about 52% of Democrats believe that the mainstream media intentionally lies. Q noted that there was a typo in the previous post. He wrote GPD, it should have been GDP. Busy day, Q does make mistakes. And then Q posted a link to an article by Sarah Carter. Sound familiar? Here's the link. And this was, I think Sarah posted this around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She basically said that there wasn't a whole lot that came out of the hearing. She interviewed, I think, one or two congressmen who were in the hearing. They didn't give a whole lot of details, but said there wasn't much that came out of it. Strzok refused to answer a lot of questions. And then one of the Anons posted this, Q, not now, we're listening to some North Dakota guy talk before Trump speaks. This is at the rally at Fargo last night. Q said, you've got time. The plane just landed, Q. All right, then Q posted this. Gunlat on Fox, FBI attorney instructing Peter Strzok not to answer. Answers regarding text not believable, sound familiar. Rest assured, justice will be served. This is the interview that Q was referencing. Both Gunlat and Sarah Carter confirm right down the line what Q posted at 10:30 in the morning. So how the heck did Q get information about what Strzok said if Q is a LARP who has no access to insider information? Inquiring minds want to know. Q posted this from the rally in Fargo last night. We see you, so many VIPs at the rally. Q, look at all the Q shirts there in the front row. And then Q posted this. Winning Patriots, one and all. Q, those are awesome. Love them. So this is a link to a news article about this guy named Davis, who was arrested on multiple charges of pedophilia and child rape. The interesting thing about this article is, and I'm just going to be quite honest about this, Q linked to a Your Newswire article. This is the Your Newswire article. I don't really like Your Newswire. Their articles tend not to be that well-researched and not that well-sourced. And this article claims that Davis was a member of the Clinton campaign. Now, I have done some research. I looked at multiple articles on the same story, and no one was able to confirm that this guy worked for the Clinton campaign. I went to his Facebook page, and I couldn't find anything saying that he was linked to the Clinton campaign. Maybe he was. Maybe he was a volunteer. I don't know. The way that your newswire wrote that story, they actually wrote it off of the UK Daily Mail article. The only reason why anyone would have connected Joel Davis to the Clinton campaign is that he has pictures of him standing with a Hillary button and some other people in front of a Hillary poster. Does that mean he was connected to the Clinton campaign? I don't know. I'm just saying that I don't have good confirmation that he actually was with the Clinton campaign. Okay, so time to talk about a dream. Two nights ago, I had a dream. It's a series of dreams about fake Q accounts. Unlike previous fake Q accounts that have popped up on Twitter and on the Chans, that have been easy to spot, in the dream, when I saw these new Q imposters, they were very difficult to tell the difference between the imposters and Q. Q had to develop a way of posting that helped people know he was a real Q and not one of the imposters, and it seemed like just the trip code alone was not sufficient. They had somehow developed a technology, a way to mimic Q's posting that was very, very confusing to the average person. So that is a dream I had two nights ago, and I suspect it's just a prophetic view letting us know that we're probably going to be running into some Q imposters in the future, and we need to be on guard for them and just be watchful. Q and the team, if you guys are listening, time to put your heads together and come up with a plan that will let us know who we're talking to. Q is still posting this morning, and I will have another update for you shortly. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.